I was dead in my sin. But praise God, because he went on to Jerusalem, he made me, he got up with enough power to raise me up. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. As I look around this church this morning, I wasn't the only one that he got up. He got up.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Give our young people another hand. Amen. And we also thank God for Sister Hannah and Sister Sanders for working with our young people that they would present their program to us. Now, if you have your Bible, I would that you turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 23. And I want to read verse 39 through 43. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 23. Probably this may seem a little strange on Easter, but the Lord showed me something beautiful here in these verses. Amen. If you will, let us all just stand with us, please. Not because I told you, but just in honor of God's word. Amen? Amen. Not for me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you now for this privilege and this opportunity. We ask now that you allow your Holy Spirit to move fruit in our midst. And then, Lord, we ask that you grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
If you found it, the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verse 39 through 43, you will find these words. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?
All right.
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into my kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Assuredly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." Our emphasis and subject come from verse 42 and 43. That's then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. For a few moments, I want to talk from the subject Easter, a day of forgiveness.
Amen.
Easter, a day of forgiveness. Maybe you just want to say Easter forgiveness. Let me begin by saying that Easter in the Greek language is Pascha, where we get the word Passover. And it is rendered Easter in the Old King James Version of our Bible in Acts 12 and 4. But correctly, in the New King James Version and other translations, it is translated Passover. It's a day in which the church celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Although there is no celebration of the resurrection in the New Testament. And so the Jewish Christians linked it with the Passover, and they observed it on the fourth day of Nisan, regardless of the day of the week. But Gentile Christian believers celebrated the resurrection of our Lord's day on Sunday. And the difference was settled by the Council of Nicaea in 83:25, which ruled that Easter should be celebrated on the first Sunday after the full moon following the vernal equinox, which is the spring of the year when the sun crosses the equator and the day and night everywhere is of equal length. And that is the system followed today. And therefore, the date of Easter, the Resurrection Sunday, varied between March 22nd and April the 25th. But every Easter, it seems, we really focus on Jesus' rising from the tomb. And after all, that's what Easter is all about, right? Jesus beat death and won the victory for us. But my brothers and sisters, as powerful as this is, I want our attention to go back up a little bit and look at an often overlooked portion of the Easter story. I want us to take a closer look at the thief on the cross with Jesus. Because when Jesus was crucified, two men were being crucified with him at the same time. These are the two thieves. And the text reveals in verse 42 and 43 that a conversation took place between one of the thieves and Jesus. For one of the thieves said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." Amen. Now, at first, this seems like a very simple and quick repeat of so many of Jesus' related events where a person meets Jesus and is humbled by Jesus who loves people and came to save folk. But this event only takes up two sentences, and it's not surprising that the majority of us sort of skim the surface of this conversation because there seemed to be very little revelation found here. But my brothers and sisters, I found that when you dig deep, you'll find that there is a message in these little words that need to be shared. First, let us realize that the crucifixion of Jesus is the single most important event in the relationship between God and humanity. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice of all time. It is the moment of the blood and sacrifice and salvation. The shed blood of Jesus is sacrifice and salvation, and it is the moment that the Son of God is put to death so that we might live. The crucifixion is why wars are fought, and it is even etched into millions of stained glass windows and ornaments all amen around the world. Well, now someone may be wondering, well, since saying all that, preacher, what's the purpose of talking about a thief on the cross or even talking about two thieves? Well, I want to share this message about the one thief because God is sharing something with us about a moment he had with a thief. And once we realize who this thief is, it will actually begin to make sense. So the question is, who is the thief on the cross next to Jesus? Well, my brothers and sisters, the thief on the cross next to Jesus, I need to tell you, is everyone you don't lack for whatever reason. He's the person who cut you off in traffic and you cursed him out. He's the family member, are you with me, who runs all the family get-togethers by drinking too much and becoming belligerent. And he's the parent who beat you up and deserted you. The thief on the cross is the politician you don't agree with. Are y'all here with me? The talk show host you despise. He's the real estate agent who ripped you off. He's the preacher that you say is wrong. He's that person who dresses like this or that you think is just showing off. He's the woman who's having an affair with your husband. He's the bully at school. He's the homosexual and all the people who go to the wrong church. My brothers and sisters, the thief on the cross is all the people in the world. Everyone you argue with, everyone you judge, everyone you judge worthy of death. The thief on the cross is everyone you hate. And you know what else? The thief on the cross is everyone you like as well. Because not only do we judge people down, but we also judge people up. Meaning you prefer to hang out with this person instead of that person. You prefer this parent over the other. You like this child better than that one. This cousin is your favorite cousin. You choose this person to be your spouse instead of someone else. You gave that homeless person some money, but you didn't give anything to the other. You like this preacher better than the other, and you prefer this person over the other. My brothers and sisters, the thief on the cross is your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your best friend, your favorite teacher, your favorite person. The thief on the cross is all of your favorite people in the world. Everyone you laugh with, everyone you're grateful for. The thief on the cross is everyone you love. And so the reality is that the thief on the cross is you, and the thief on the cross is me. The thief on the cross is all humanity. And therefore this single act teaches us all about sacrifice and salvation. It teaches us all about love and forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus rose from the dead, this proved, to all of us that he loved us and he forgives us. Because you see, Jesus paid the price. He did the work for us. And I think the story of the thief on the cross is a powerful story that really depicts our lives, and we must do it, that the let us know that we didn't do anything to deserve, amen, eternal life. And so what it really boils down to is the thief on the cross represents forgiveness. And this is what I want to focus on this Easter message this morning, and that is forgiveness. Because you know the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:8 that for by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. And yet some folks think or even say, God could never forgive me for my sins. Look what I've done. Look at how many times I've blown it in life. My brothers and sisters, I need to tell you that this is one of the tricks of Satan, who tried to convince us that our sins are so great that God could never forgive us. And yet I've actually heard folk talking about, I've sinned too much for the Lord to forgive me. But whenever I hear folk talking this way, I'm always reminded about the thief on the cross. For here was a man being executed for something that was obviously serious enough for him to have a death sentence passed upon him. But we read in the text that Jesus tells him, this day you will be with me in paradise. This day you will be with me in heaven. He tells the thief that, in other words, I forgive you and I accept you regardless of what you've done. But in our society, many times we seem to forget. Maybe we don't understand the process.